Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you are our Lord, you are our Savior. You love us so much, even before you put us into the wombs of our mothers. You have always been there for us. And so, Lord Jesus, we say you will open the eyes of our heart today, and we will see you, we will receive you, and our life will be turned around. Thank you, Father, because you can be trusted. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue our study on the Samaritan woman. And in the last program, we ended with verse 10, and I'm going to continue from that point. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is it that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Jesus is the living water, water that has the life of God. You know, in school, we learn about living things and non-living things. And I know that everyone will say that water is not a living thing because it cannot grow, it cannot breathe, it cannot do this, it cannot do that. But the Bible says that Jesus has a water that is different from the one that you know, and that water has life. In fact, it's called the living water. You know, when we are born, we have the life of man, which is bios. But when we receive Jesus, we receive the life of God that the Greek calls Zoe. That means the kind of life of God, which is eternal, that does not die, that is continuous, that the Lord can communicate with, that the Lord can use to commune with man. The Zoe is what makes us to be alive to God, that make the communion part of our spirit man to be connected with the spirit of the living God. Our spirit man is divided into communion, into conscience, and to intuition. It's the communion part of our spirit that is connected with the spirit of the living God, and we are able to have a right standing with God, to communicate with God. And so when Jesus was talking to this woman in that verse 10, that if only you know, you will have asked. You will ask. And that is what has to do with living water. Water that is able to quench every form of thirst. The living water is greater and is more powerful than the one that we get in our home. That is just for physical thirst. But this living water is able to quench the thirst of emotional thirst and spiritual thirst. The woman recognized something about Jesus. And it's very important for us. And I want us to know that this Samaritan woman knew about God, you know, but does not have the revelational knowledge of who God is. And it is very common, especially in the 21st century, in different churches, when you ask somebody that what's your religion, so of course I'm a Christian, I am born a Christian, I'm raised by Christians. And I always marvel because a doctor does not born a doctor, you become a doctor by choice. It's the same thing with Christianity. You are not a Christian because you are raised by Christian parents, you are a Christian because you made the choice to become a Christian. This woman knew a lot of things about God, but does not have a revelational knowledge of who God is. The Bible told us in that Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Knowing the Lord, is in a deeper sense, not just head knowledge or just a mental assent of who God is. Every religion also know there is God. Even demons know there is God. But those that have communion with God, they are the people that really know the Lord. And that's where Jesus is taking this woman to. Let's go on. Verse 11. Sir, the woman said, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and his herds? Look at that. This woman look at Jesus. And, you know, it happens so much, even in the body of Christ. When someone is bringing the gospel of Jesus, you look at that person, that what can you offer? Where can you get this Jesus? Are you sure that you are greater than those people that have talked to us and I will never listen? So where do you get this? This woman was, in a way, examining Jesus that, okay, you say you have this living water. I would think that maybe you have a bottle and then you're going to give me at least. But looking at you, you don't even have anything that you are going to use to draw water. And by the way, you know, the well that our forefathers gave to us, Jacob, are you saying that you are greater than Jacob? Are you saying that you are superior to Jacob? Are you saying that this water you want to give me will supersede the water that Jacob have always given to us? Let's follow this interesting study. The Bible now said that Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. That is this well that you are looking at. This thing that you are holding on to cannot satisfy you. But, verse 14, whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This woman did not get angry at Jesus, which is a very good thing. A lot of people, when they are hearing the truth, they get angry and they walk away. This woman did not walk away. She wanted to hear more. This is something different that she was listening to. The woman said, I will not turn this to a fight, but I will become more inquisitive. I want to know more. This special water that is able to quench everything, that will even turn to a pool in me and will be springing up to eternal life. Everyone knows very well, and I know that you will also know, that when you drink water, you get satisfied. But Jesus is saying something that only God can satisfy your emotional needs and your spiritual needs. All your emotional struggle, all your spiritual struggle, there is just one answer. Just know Jesus. Within every woman is this test. The test to be loved, the test to be praised, the test to be appreciated, the test for fulfillment, the test for to be free of stress, to be free of anxiety, and to be free of depression. There is just one answer, and that is knowing Jesus. We want to be recognized. Somebody told me recently that what I don't like about my husband is that when we go out, she will just forget that we are going out together. And then she will just face her friends and they will be talking about fishing and hunting. That really gets me mad. I don't want that, because she wants a recognition. You know what? Knowing Jesus makes us to be recognized, bring a recognition into our life. Let's go on with this study and we will see that this is very, very true. Because Jesus is the answer to every question. The Bible says in verse 15, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. That is what we do. You know, when Jesus is giving the gospel to us, we want to see that, okay, if I receive Jesus, it means that I'm going to have everything free. Yes, salvation is free. I know it's very free, but it's not free for Jesus. And when that free gift is given to us, Jesus wants us to maintain it by our attitude, by our choices. So the woman said that, this sounds good to me. I don't have to come here. You know, I'm such a poor person. I'll be drawing water every day. You know, I have to struggle in life. Give me this, and I will not struggle again. Listen to what Jesus told her. The woman said to him, verse 16, he told her, go call your husband and come back. Jesus is hitting something important here. Before we can enjoy our fellowship with the Lord is going to deal with that stronghold in our life. The stronghold in our life is sin. The Lord is not going to condone sin. God does not say that, yes, I love you, but by and by, just take your sin, just live anyway. Even in America, you don't live anyhow. It is true that we are free in America, and you are free to make choices, but you are not free to make choices of your consequence. You can't say, I am a free person, and so I'm going to run red. The police will say, yeah, you are a good citizen of America, but you are not going to make a choice of what the consequence will be. I'm going to determine the consequence of your sinning against the land of America. It's the same way. It is true that Jesus loves us. He has given us freedom, but our freedom must not be used to commit sin. It must not be a cover-up to commit sin. It is true that Jesus had died for us. It is true that the Lord has set us free from the bondage of sin. But that is not a liberty for us to live anyhow. We have to live to please the one who died for us on Calvary. And that is what Jesus is telling this woman. You want this living water? Very good. That's the reason why I'm here. But go bring your husband. Go bring your husband. Reveal to this woman that this will be a very difficult thing. But Jesus make him to know that it is not difficult. If only you will open up to the Lord and tell him everything. The woman was able to respond correctly. The woman said, I have no husband. Does that satisfy you? That is not written in the scriptures. But I guess that's what that the woman said. I have no husband. Does that satisfy you? Go on with this living water and give me living water. I don't want to have anything with any man again. I want to be free. I want to live my life. For a change, I want to be free. And Jesus said, you have no husband. You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands. And the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. God is getting to an important point in the life of this woman to be able to see herself as God sees her. In the next program, we will continue by God's grace. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you because you are the one that knows us. You are the one that we cannot hide from. You want to save us from the stronghold of sin so that we can enjoy the living water. Lord, give us the grace to be able to open up to you instead of finding excuse for the life of sin. Let us be able to release ourselves into your hand so that you can mold us to be what you want us to be. Thank you, Father, because you can be trusted. We worship you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkely, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.